Welcome to Divine You, the podcast. My name is Johanna and Divine You is all about your inner wisdom meeting your outer transformation, the things that you want in life, meeting your soul mission, your purpose. So we already talked about setting intentions and living intentional. And in the last episode, that was actually the last episode. So if you missed it, you should listen to it again, or you should listen to it the first time, because today we are talking about a trick to create your life through compounding intentions and thus starting to live in an energetic field that you want to live in. For example, in a field of abundance or an energetic field of loving yourself unconditionally or being healthy or whatever you choose. And I will help you with examples of intentions and also how you can remember and how you can really implement that. And in the last episode, we talked about what intentions are and my own definition, which is intentions are energetic fields and you can tap into them. And the more you tap into them, the more you become like the field itself. You become the one who's living in the field. And that the power, all the power of conscious creation lies always in the now moment. So right now, while you're listening this episode, and also about conscious, subconscious intentions and difference between intentions and goals or visions. And today in this episode, we talk about compounding intentions. That's such a huge and big and important concept. You have an intention. And we talked in last episode about that you choose your intention, that you become aware of what energetic field you want to live in. And you can reflect now whether it worked, how it worked, whether it worked well or not. And if not, you can just readjust your intention. I will give you a couple of examples later. But for now, the concept of compounding intention is that we most of the time want the big stuff. If you want the big stuff in life, say me. If you want the big things, the big money, the big relationship, the big job, the big whatever, we most of the time want the big stuff. And we try to get it as fast as possible. However, compounding intentions is that small steps, small sequences, small series of small choices lead to a bigger thing, lead to a huge reward, lead to a huge success. And with intentions, it's like that. If you do a lot of small moments during the day where you step into your intention and fully connect to that energetic field, it creates that you live there more and more and more and more. If you do it once, it will change a bit in your life, but not like totally. If you compound it and you have like 3 times or 5 times during a day where you consciously remember your intention and sense it, feel it, remember it, vibe into your intention, then those small moments add up, they add up. And after a week, for example, you already changed a lot. And after a month, you changed much more if you do it every day. And after a year, you have changed immensely. So compounding intentions means the small moments of being intentional in your life lead up to that you really live and own into in that energetic field that you really want to stay in and live in and thrive in. So that is why compounding intention is so important. If you just do your intention once, then it can go quite quickly and you go back to unconsciously creating your life out of your programming. When I have a client, I do that quite often, that I ask for their intention. What is the intention that you enter a coaching commitment? And it's interesting how quickly we forget. because it's much harder to stay on track with it and realign with it and realign with it and realign with it. But when you do it, it becomes so much more easy because you just get used to it. And one day you will live your intention without a question, without that you need to remember it. It's just going to be your frequency that you're in or on. So compounding your intention is such a big tool because it will change you and it will bring you the big stuff. In my opinion, even quicker than when you would try to get the big stuff with like acting and doing and just trying really hard. With compounding intention, you always tap into a new energy, new energy, new energy, new energy, and you become that new energetic field. And then you're like, wow. And then your reality is going to match that. The reality is going to attract what you are sending out, what your intention, your energetic field is. So that's why compounding intention is so important. And it's just a reminder here for you to not let go of it because the episode is over. Oh, like that. Like I've listened to the episode, I've done it once, and then I've lost it. No, it is work. It's work in the sense of creating consciously, which is quite fun in my opinion. And this is the one thing I want to share with you. And the other thing is talking about how to set intentions. And an intention is just a clear thought, just a clear idea what you want. And you need some point in your life where you remember. And it can be that you just decide and you will remember. That's how I work. I can just make a decision. I'm like, I'm focusing on that and I will do it. But maybe you need an alarm in your mobile phone, or you need to write it on your mirror or do something to remember to tap into your intention. And to help you even further, I will give you some examples of intentions so you can just readjust your intention. See, is this really working for me? And then you will get a meditation next Sunday, and you can also work with a meditation. And I will go through also some questions at the end. So it's just like tuning in and reflecting. So the examples of intentions are, I stay in my power, or even I be in my power. My intention is to be in my power in every moment. My intention is to show up as my best self. My intention is to love myself unconditionally in every situation. My intention is to see the goodness all around me at all times. My intention is to treat my body with respect and love every day. My intention is to make someone smile today or every day. My intention is to believe more, to trust more than to fear. My intention is to listen carefully when someone speaks or when I meet someone. My intention is to be conscious of what I'm creating as often as I can. So the question for today is, how did your intention work in the last week? How did it do? Like, how was it working? Did you even do it? Didn't you do it? That's all okay. Just reflect on it. And then just see, did the intention work for me? Or do I need to readjust? And the next question is, how can you implement more compounding? How can you implement to more compound your intention, to remember it more often, to have the compound effect in your life? And maybe it is that you need an alarm. Maybe it is that you need something written down somewhere at the wall at your desk. Just think about what you need to compound, because it's the small moments that add up. It's the small moments of conscious awareness, conscious creation that bring you the bigger things. So this is the work for today. And I know you will take so much away from it, and that it will keep you really busy and like keep you in the right direction of conscious creation. So this is it. And as always, if you want to dive deeper into the work, you're so welcome in the Facebook group, Divine You. You can also apply for one-on-one coaching on my website and share the podcast to everyone who should hear it, everyone who needs this, because this is changing your life. This is changing the world. It's changing my life. And yeah, just give it away, share it. I also have like a fun idea, but I'm not going to share it now, what we are going to do with like the ones who share. And yeah, you can also subscribe on YouTube, comment on YouTube, and you can also write a review. So much love from me. And next week, the meditation is coming to really get aligned with your intentions.